Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fox Who Fooled the Monk 33 Zen Stories by Kai Tsukimi presents a collection of short Zen-inspired tales designed to help readers loosen the grip of overthinking and meet daily life with more ease. Framed as approachable stories followed by beginner-friendly reflections, the book aims to translate classic Zen sensibilities into practical insight for modern stress, rumination, and self-criticism. Each story works like a small mirror. Instead of offering heavy theory, it nudges you to notice how the mind creates suffering through attachment to certainty, control, and fixed ideas about the self. The tone is simple and contemplative, making it well-suited for readers who want calm guidance without feeling overwhelmed by religious language or dense philosophy. By pairing narrative lessons with prompts to reflect, Tsukimi encourages a slow, personal reading experience that supports habit change over time. The result is a gentle invitation to let go, return to the present, and rediscover contentment through clarity and compassion. Zen storytelling as a tool to quiet the thinking mind. A central strength of the book is its use of brief stories to bypass intellectual debate and go straight to lived experience. Rather than arguing with the mind, Zen tales often reveal the limits of analysis by showing characters trapped by cleverness, certainty, or fear. In this collection, the stories function as small disruptions to habitual thought patterns. They invite you to pause, notice what you assume, and consider how quickly the mind builds a narrative that feels true but may not be helpful. The reflections after each tale reinforce this purpose by turning the story into a personal exercise. Instead of reading for plot, you read for recognition. Where do I cling to the need to be right, to predict outcomes, or to control how I am seen? This approach can be especially useful for readers who overthink because it offers a different kind of learning. You are not asked to memorize concepts. You are guided to observe reactions, soften rigid conclusions, and allow space for not knowing. Over time, this story plus reflection rhythm can cultivate a quieter inner climate where insight arises naturally, without force. Secondly, letting go of attachment and the hidden costs of control. Many Zen teachings point to attachment as a root of suffering, not because caring is wrong, but because clinging narrows perception. The book returns to this theme through situations where characters chase security, status, answers, or a fixed identity. The tales highlight how control often disguises itself as responsibility, perfectionism, or even spiritual ambition. When you are attached to a particular outcome, the present moment becomes a problem to solve instead of a reality to meet. The reflections encourage a shift from gripping to holding lightly, with attention to what you can influence and what you cannot. This is not passive resignation, it is a practical rebalancing act where action is wise. Release where effort becomes strain. Readers are led to notice the emotional price of attachment, including anxiety, resentment, and constant comparison. By contemplating the story lessons, you can practice separating what matters from what you are merely afraid of losing. The benefit is a more spacious mindset in which you can pursue goals without being ruled by them. Letting go becomes a skill, not a slogan, and peace becomes more available even when life remains uncertain. Thirdly, working with negative thoughts without fighting them. The promise of releasing negative thoughts can easily become another form of struggle, where the reader tries to eliminate discomfort and then feels worse when it returns. A Zen-oriented approach is different. Instead of battling thoughts, you learn to see them as passing events and to reduce the belief that they define you. The stories in this collection support that shift by illustrating how fear, judgment, and anger are often fueled by misinterpretation and mental habit. The reflections offer an entry point for beginners. You can pause after a tale and identify the kind of negativity it points to, such as catastrophizing, self-blame, or rigid expectations. From there, you are nudged toward observation over suppression. What happens in the body when a thought appears? What story are you telling? What would change if you did not immediately obey the thought? This practice makes negativity less sticky. You can acknowledge sadness or frustration while refraining from building a second layer of suffering on top of it. Over time, the reader learns a compassionate stance toward the mind. Thoughts can arise without becoming commands, and emotions can be felt without being turned into identity. Fourthly, beginner-friendly reflections that turn reading into practice. Short spiritual stories can be inspiring, but many readers struggle to apply them once they return to ordinary life. The inclusion of reflections is an important bridge between insight and action. In this book, each tale is paired with guidance meant to help beginners translate the lesson into something they can notice today in conversation, at work, or while alone with their thoughts. The reflection format supports active reading. It encourages rereading, journaling, or simply sitting with a question rather than rushing to the next chapter. This slow engagement fits Zen values, where understanding is often experiential and gradual. The reflections also provide structure for readers who do not have a teacher or a formal meditation routine. They can serve as prompts for mindful pauses throughout the day. Notice where you are hurrying, where you are tightening, where you are insisting, By repeatedly connecting a simple story to a lived moment, the reader builds a practical vocabulary for inner change. The book becomes less like a one-time read and more like a small manual for reflection. This practice-oriented design is likely to appeal to readers who want gentle guidance that feels doable and non-intimidating. Lastly, finding peace and happiness through presence and humility. The deeper direction of Zen is not the pursuit of constant positivity, but a grounded peace that can coexist with complexity. Across its stories, the book emphasizes returning to what is real in the present moment and loosening the ego habits that demand recognition, certainty, or superiority. Tales of monks, ordinary people, and trickster-like figures often point to humility as a doorway to freedom. When you stop trying to prove yourself to your own mind, you gain access to simple happiness, attention to small tasks, appreciation of ordinary moments, and kindness that is not transactional. The reflections invite readers to examine where pride, defensiveness, or the desire to appear wise creates tension. By seeing these patterns, you can respond with more patience and less reactivity. Presence here means meeting experience directly before it is filtered through endless commentary. It also means accepting imperfection, which reduces the pressure to manage life as if it must always be under control. The happiness that emerges is not dependent on everything going your way. It comes from being less entangled in mental noise and more aligned with a steady, compassionate awareness. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel mentally exhausted from overthinking, people new to Zen or mindfulness, and anyone who prefers learning through short stories rather than dense philosophy. It can also support readers who already meditate but want fresh reminders they can use in real situations like conflict, procrastination, worry, and self-criticism. The primary benefit is practical. The tales and reflections encourage you to notice how suffering often comes from mental clinging, then practice releasing it in small, repeatable ways. That shift can improve daily life by reducing rumination, easing emotional reactivity, and strengthening a calm, present-centered attitude that helps relationships and decision-making. Compared to many similar books, the value here is the combination of compact Zen-style narratives with beginner-friendly reflections that make application easier. You are not left with abstract ideas or a single technique to force on every problem. Instead, you get multiple angles on letting go, each presented in a simple format you can revisit. Because the stories are quick to read but designed to be contemplated, the book offers strong reread value, making it worth buying as a steady companion for gradual inner change. If you would like to support Kaisukimi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.